Insurance player Liberty released their interim results for the 6 months ended June 2019, and as mentioned with David, they produced robust results. They reported normalised headline earnings per share up 51% to 2013 cents. Shareholders are set to get an interim dividend of 276 cents a share, which is unchanged from the year prior. My colleague Greg Fennekirk spoke with Liberty CEO David Munro.
David, welcome to the show. Your profits rose by 51%, but you kept your dividend unchanged. Is that not a bit stingy?
Good evening, Rach, and good evening to your listeners. Rach, we must get the perspective that these are interim results, so it's a very good print to generate a 51% increase in normalized headline earnings. But we're only halfway through the year, and an interim dividend in our policy is really just a mechanical calculation of 40% of the prior year dividend. Mm. And once we've completed the full year and delivered the things that we can do for the full year, then we'll assess the full year dividend. And that's where, if we feel that we want to make a change, we'll make it in the full year dividend.
We have seen many companies battle in the current poor economic climate. So it must be for you good to see a positive response flowing from difficult decisions you took a few years ago.
You know, Rick, I think what our numbers reflect is the intense focus that we've brought back to the South African business. And as I heard you say in the introduction, this is a business in South Africa. Liberty's built on a South African retail affluent market segment. It's where we're very strong. And in the years up until the decline in Liberty, that led to the decline in Liberty, really lost focus on the South African market. So what we as a leadership team has brought our focus right back to South Africa. We've been intense in making sure that we're competitive, listening to and responding to our clients' needs in this market, and also helping to drive the productivity of our financial advisors. So I feel that this result is really a result of the intense focus that we brought to our business here in South Africa.
Speaking of your local operations, obviously you're a diverse financial services group, but which operations actually performed the best?
You know, we run two really scaled businesses. The first is what we call the SA retail business. It's the insurance business, and that's the core of Liberty's offering and what most people would know Liberty to be, a life insurance company that offers investment insurance product. We also run a big asset management company called Stanlib. Stanlib performed very well in the first half as well. I think earnings up 20% in that business. And in the SA retail business, earnings up 11%. Those two combined are the lion's share of Liberty's earnings capability and drive Liberty's earnings. And if you look at the two combined plus some of our other smaller operations, we generated an increase in what we call operating earnings, which reflects the businesses that we run. Those earnings were up by 13.9% for the half year.
Mm. We've also seen, really depressed financial markets last year. There was an improvement during the first 6 months of this year. Of course, that has a massive impact on your business, but it's largely out of your hands. You know, since June, we've seen, we've given back some of the profits we've made during the first half. How does that impact your business?
Greg, the way that you have to run a long-term insurance business like ours is you have to hold a substantial amount of capital to underpin our obligations to our policyholders. And that capital is then invested in what we call the shareholders' investment portfolio. We run that portfolio as a balanced portfolio. It means it's got an exposure to local equities, local bonds, and foreign equities, and therefore currency exposure as well. So when you look at the performance of financial markets, either over the last 6 months to June or subsequently, really it's the performance of that balanced portfolio that one needs to think about. And we also don't try and think about this in short intervals. We position that portfolio to perform over a long period of time. And yes, you see this variability, therefore, in reporting cycles. So last year, the earnings generated by our investment portfolio was relatively low. This year, in the first half, we've done quite well. And we're now subject to, the volatility of the next 6 months. And there are many factors for volatility, and that will impact on this portfolio. That's how we differentiate between operating earnings and normalized headline earnings, which include then that volatility.
Liberty and Discovery are currently involved in a legal dispute, and it relates to Liberty's use of the Vitality brand. What is this all about?
So let me give you a little bit of perspective here, Rick. So we spend a lot of time thinking about the insights that we generate through running this life insurance business that we have over a long period of time, and it's very clear that people are living longer and healthier lives. And so we've actually repositioned our Liberty Lifestyle Protector, which is our flagship product, to actually not just protect and provide cover for people when they die, but actually more to give them protection for life events, for medical costs that are incurred when you suffer a great disease, income protection if you lose your job or suffer an incapacitating accident, actually giving people protection for their lifestyle during life. Now, a key part of lifestyle is living healthy life. And so we spent some time working with our advisor community and also with some of our clients to understand what is it that really reflects their needs. And we got two insights out of this process. Firstly, that clients do like to be rewarded for what they do. And secondly, there's no real space for another rewards program. So that was the first insight. The second one was that clients would like the freedom to choose their wellness program independent of the provision of other services, particularly financial services. They want the choice. They want to be given the choice to get the credit for their healthy lifestyles where they choose, not have it dictated to them. And so we launched something called the Liberty Wellness Bonus, which basically says we'll reward our customers for their healthy lifestyle, but we won't impose upon them a particular wellness program. We'll ask them to disclose to us if they're part of a wellness program that's offered by somebody else. Disclose to us your status on that wellness program. We'll interpret that. If we recognize that program, we'll interpret it, and we'll give you a reward for that. And that's the product and feature of our lifestyle protector that's at stake here.
But Discovery would allege that you are using their innovation in the calculation of premiums and how you treat your clients.
Well, they've alleged in court papers that they've submitted to the High Court that we've infringed their trademark and that they've alleged something called unlawful competition. And we will vigorously defend this matter. We've already put up in our own court papers. We think that this matter really highlights two sort of critical principles. Firstly, we see the action that they've taken to try and prevent us from allowing and giving clients benefit from their wellness status. We think that it's an attempt to limit competition in our market, and we think, therefore, it needs to be defended. And secondly, and perhaps more profoundly, this is a question about whose data it is anyway. We believe that client data, and in this instance, a wellness status, actually belongs to the client and not to the company. And that the client, therefore, shouldn't be prevented from using their own data to secure a benefit from somebody else. In this instance, a status on a wellness program is what we call a risk proxy. It's an indicator for us of the risk of a life or of somebody, in this instance, health, just like a smoker status would be a risk proxy. And so we're using just simply the client's disclosure of the status on the wellness program in our own interpretation of their health, and therefore we're giving them a reward for what we think that means in terms of the adjusted risk profile of the.
That was David Munro. He's the CEO of Liberty.